What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
She almost wasn't here. I'm losing my mind. I'm looking out at the parking lot going, where the hell are you, Erica? We're two Ks. And she comes in at the last minute. You do know how to make an entrance. I must tell you, scared the crap out of me. But you made it. You're here. This is great. And you got all dressed up just for me.
Just for you.
You're a liar. You're meeting Wendy Anderson at 8:30, and that's why you're dressed up. So my sources, I've got great sources. Anyway, so Erica, I got to ask you this. This is going to be pretty Appalachian Power.
Yes.
Okay. What is your official title?
I'm the External Affairs Manager for the Ohio and Marshall County areas.
All right. So what does that mean in English?
So I work with our local elected officials, city councils, county commissions, our delegates and senators, and just I'm their one-point contact. So they have one number.
You're like a lobbyist almost for them.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great. You bribed them?
No.
It would have been a much better interview if you had said yes.
Sorry.
Much, much better interview. But
I have integrity.
Okay. Well, so much for this interview then. All right. So question. Power outages.
Yes.
Why the hell do we keep having them, and what have you done about them?
Well, so last week we had an excess of 70 mile per hour winds, which was what led to many of those outages. And, you know, we've had, if you think about it, we've had these wind events often lately. You know, these wind events that are atypical, and I'm not going to get into the global warming stuff because that's not really my forte at all, but, you know, it's wind, it's weather. It's all been weather related.
Okay. Why not build better towers and build better wiring systems to withstand high winds?
Well, and we are, No, you're not.
We've had outages all over the place. No, with all due respect, no, you're not.
Well, wait a minute. I can only speak for Appalachian Power. I don't know about AEP Ohio or...
Was that part of your same company?
They're part of the same grandpa company, so we're cousins.
Okay.
So we've got Indiana, Michigan, we've got AEP Ohio and Appalachian Power and others. We operate in 11 states through 7 operating companies. But the power outages, if we build something and it's newer, you don't know that that outage is being created there again. Could be. I mean, we're doing vegetation management, which you have to do to maintain the trees and all the trees in the right-of-ways. We're trimming using helicopters or using other various means to trim the trees.
But you always have done that. There's nothing new here. You've always done that.
Well, we have.
But we still have outages.
We do, because we still have people building and having power to areas maybe that reasonably at one point didn't have that. So, like, when we were discussing it on social media the other day, I live in Woodsdale.
Very nice.
Fortunately, I can say I haven't had any of the outages. Now, we did experience an outage that went a few days. I think it was 3 days on only our side of the street. The other side of the street had power. That was frustrating. You want to be frustrated? Look across
was
the street.
Was that Appalachian Power?
Yeah.
Both sides of the street?
Yeah.
Well, why? Wait a minute.
They're served through different circuits.
Okay. So, again, the question, why don't you build better towers and better, more secure wires to withstand high winds? I can't believe in this day and age this is that hard a concept. I really can't.
Well, what am I expensive. Missing? You know, part of it would be the expense of it to go around and rebuild every distribution network that we have would be terribly expensive. Now, we're fortunate at Appalachian Power. We have our storm coordinator works out of Wheeling. For the whole district, or for the whole operating company, he's located in Wheeling.
Who's that?
Carrie McKeever. Yep.
Okay.
So he does a great job of following the meteorological reports.
The
weather reports that come in, and he looks at that and then makes sure that he has the backup we need. And we did get everybody restored very quickly.
What's very quickly to Appalachian Power? What does that mean? A week, 2 weeks?
It was restored within days.
How many days?
Seven,
six?
No, we had...
I've seen lots of reports.
Tuesday night event, and we had everyone back on by 11 p.m. Wednesday night.
One little over a day?
Yep.
Is that unusual, though? Normally, it goes longer.
Well, it depends on... I mean, so people get frustrated because especially if they are in an outlying area. Say maybe you're served only with three of your neighbors. Well, that's not going to be a priority to us, unfortunately, for you and your three neighbors, because there's just a low number of individuals, and that would take a lot of resources, because if you only have three neighbors, you're likely living in a less populated area. So we work from the critical down. And, you know, we send our teams out in to assess, and we're fortunate now we have a lot of drone pilots. We're able to use drones to assess, which is great because drones can get where humans can't walk. So that's a way that we can assess quicker and realize and see what we need. So when the crew does go out there, they know what they need to take with them to get it accomplished.
How many linemen have come into the area from all different parts of the United States?
We had brought only our in-territory people into Appalachian Power last week. So we had crews that came up from Charleston area and Virginia. So Appalachian Power operates in Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia.
But don't you get linemen coming in from all different parts of the country, anywhere there's a power outage?
Yeah. Yeah, they do call in for other people. And yeah.
Why didn't Appalachian get more then?
Well, I believe last week First Energy called people from all over, because First Energy got hit a lot harder in Brooke County in particular. Mm-hmm. So Brooke and Hancock were hit. Brooke was actually maybe the hardest hit county. I think it was Brooke, and there was one other southern West.
How long have they been without power?
They were out for, I think everyone was restored by 11 p.m. Friday night.
All right, so several days then without power. That's a miserable thing. When Leslie and I lost our power, we get it with St. C. Municipal, and they get it through AEP. Winter a couple of years ago, miserable cold weather. It was like almost a week or so. It was beyond miserable. I said, that's it. I'm buying a generator, whole house generator. I call Herb. I love Herb. They're my full disclosure, they're my clients, and that thing is golden. And it comes on every Sunday night as a test for 5 minutes. I live for that sound. I live for that sound. You had a problem when I was suggesting this to all of the people on Facebook about, look, if you've, you know, you got a problem here, you know, whole house generator, Herb Electric, and you poo-pooed it. Erica, Storch, Appalachian Power, you poo-pooed it.
I did not poo-poo it.
You poo-pooed it. That was poo-pooing.
Today would be a better day to encourage people to call Herb Electric to look into getting a whole house generator, because you were kind of rubbing salt in the wound to the people that didn't have power last week.
No, I'm trying to tell them you can get it right away.
But they couldn't get it right away.
Of course they could. You call Herb. The guy, Rich comes out. He looks at it. He says, okay, fine, here it is. Do whatever. And the sooner you get it in there, the sooner they can have, you know, backup, for your home.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
So push that
you
today.
You poo-pooed it.
Push it today, because then the next time they are suffering a weather event, then they will have that whole house generator kick on, and then they won't suffer the outage.
You have had, how many generators do you have in your home?
We have two portables.
Okay. Why do you have generators?
So we bought our generators for camping purposes. So we camped with our children when they were growing up, and we opted to buy Honda portables because they're easier for me to manage. My husband can manage whatever, but these have handles on them and they're easily lifted.
Well, how much of your house the furnace, the refrigerator, hot water tank?
We hook it up to our refrigerator and freezers.
So no hot water?
No.
I'd lose my mind without a hot shower. I would lose my mind.
So we got very lucky. So the last power outage that we went through, I'm going to knock on wood again.
It's formica, that's not wood. They wouldn't spend for wood on this place. Not Mr. Deep Pockets. Formica looks just as good. It's cheap. Got it on sale. Dollar store. I'm sorry.
You know
Mr. Deep Pockets, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
So
you know it's true.
I plead the fifth.
You can see her on Facebook, our Facebook live stream. She's actually blushing. It does take a lot to make you blush. By God, you are blushing. You are actually blushing. Go on.
We used to have a gas Bosch that was continuous flow. Unfortunately, like all good old appliances, it died. And when we replaced it, the new one that we replaced it with has a component.
Bosch?
No, unfortunately. So
okay, let me ask you this: why are our electric rates so high and they keep getting higher? You just put in for a yet another rate increase, right?
Right. So our ENEC, which is expanded costs. So that's fuel, which is fuel, the cost to buy fuel, and the cost to buy coal.
Do you have to buy useless fuel like windmills and solar?
No, it's not for that. It's for the fuel to operate our plants.
I was under the impression that the House of Delegates in Charleston, there was some big issue here that they were going to make it so that Appalachian Power and others did not have to buy solar and wind, and thereby you could reduce your rates. Do you know anything about that?
So I believe the House may have had a bill introduced, or both
you
bodies
were a delegate.
Made the
you
Senate
were a delegate.
As well. Yes, yeah. I was. I believe there may have been a bill that was introduced. I don't know if it passed.
It did not pass.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think that was one of the ones I noticed as passing. I think they wanted to get away from the state giving credits to those type entities. But we have customers within our portfolio that ask us what kind of, or the customers that ask us within our portfolio what kind of, what the composition is. So there are individuals that want us to have some renewables, some level of renewables. Nucor.
Well, screw them. The vast majority don't.
Well, Nucor wouldn't be locating in West Virginia on our property, previously Appalachian Power's property, if we didn't have a component of renewables in the portfolio.
What does this cost the average taxpayer, the average ratepayer?
What does
this being having to buy solar and wind and all that, what does it cost? What's that additional cost for Nucor?
I do not know.
Okay.
That would be above
my sources
opinion.
Tell me that we're stuck with the power grid and including the higher rates from other states. And it's not just West Virginia. We're stuck with Maryland and Virginia and some other states. And all of that combined affects the rates that are paid by West Virginians. Is that true?
So we are part of PJM. So every day, so it's a multi-state operator.
Which states?
You're going to ask me all these questions.
You're the Appalachian lady. I mean, you've got to know the answers to these things.
Well, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia.
Why do we have to pay their rates?
Well, we're not paying.
We're
not paying their rates. We're paying rates. So if it's cheaper for us to buy the power, we'll buy it. If it's cheaper for us to generate power, we'll generate. We are constantly trying to provide the source that will be the most cost effective for our rate.
How much are the rates going to be going up now?
If it's approved, like $5, I believe, it's $71 million.
$5 a year?
No, about, roughly around $5 a month.
Per person or per household?
Per household.
Okay.
Per billable customer. Residential. Because residential, industrial, that's what I'm trying to keep it simple.
Okay.
Because it's complicated. It's
okay.
A complicated
why do
industry.
Why do they keep going up? We're in West Virginia. We've got more coal and natural gas than God. And yet our rates keep going up so high. It's just so frustrating.
Well, and we own a gas generation plant. Which is it was very interesting, especially for me, the first time I saw it.
I want to talk with you about that and also what we can do to finally get the rates down. We've got a short break coming up, and okay. then more with a very special guest. By the way, where are you going with Wendy today?
We're meeting at Cafe 1925 in Wheeling Park.
La-di-da. Okay, fair enough. Wendy Ederson, St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce, lovely human being. God, she's just the best. All right, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live, Thursdays and Fridays, Encore. River Network app, download it now.